Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 2. Jim pulled his Ford up in front of Cole's, and the rest of the team got out while he parked the car in one of the few outside parking spots. The building was large and white, with a beautiful facade decorated with small patterns in the brickwork. It made it look older than it was, and Mercedes got stars in her eyes when she looked at the beautiful Christmas decorations hung in the windows. A huge, snow-covered Christmas tree was erected in front of the building, where it sparkled and shone in the winter sun. Mercedes sniffed the air, but it was still fairly warm. The snow on the tree was fake snow. Even though Mercedes was from Southern California and hadn't been used to snow in the winter, she sometimes felt it would be nice if winter actually looked like the movie It's a Wonderful Life. It always seemed like Christmas would be somehow more right with snow falling. She had thought of suggesting to Jim that they write to Huyana and have her make it snow, but had thought the better of it. It might not be the best idea to mess around with the weather patterns, now that they had finally been restored to normal. Andrew and Feline stood next to each other, both stretching from the ride in the back seat.
"You know, I don't think I've been in a Kohl's before," Andrew said.
"Why would you? You're not exactly the target group." Mercedes pulled the strap of her shoulder bag up on her shoulder.
"What is the target group?" Andrew said.
20-something cool people and 70-something retired people?
Seems like an odd combination.
It is, but it sort of works.
You don't think I'm cool?
Both Feline and Mercedes looked at Andrew's motorcycle leather jacket, jeans, and shirt. In unison, they said, "Not really." They looked at each other and laughed. It felt nice. Since Feline and Andrew had begun dating, Feline and Mercedes hadn't had too much to talk about and had even avoided each other to some degree. Now, it felt like they were slowly becoming friends again. Andrew mimed getting stabbed in the heart.
"Ugh! How you two can hurt a man."
"Suck it up, Picard," Jim said as he walked up behind him. "Especially when they're right."
They all looked at Jim before bursting out laughing.
"What?"
Jim asked.
"It's just..."
Mercedes put a hand on his arm.
"You're the last person who should be telling people who looks cool. It's not even a year ago. You were still wearing a trench coat and hat. It's a timeless look."
"No, it was an outdated look.
At least you look decent in this."
Mercedes patted the sleeve of Jim's jacket, which she had helped him pick out a few months ago.
"You should look at Charlie. Now, that's a guy who knows how to dress."
"He was just wearing a black suit."
"Maybe, but it was the way he wore it."
"Never mind. You look fine, like I said. Besides, it's almost Christmas. Maybe Santa will bring you guys something fashionable from the North Pole."
They entered the store, and Feline leaned against Mercedes, lowering her voice.
"There's no real Santa, right? That's just a story."
"Yes, it's just a story for kids. We buy the presents and tell the kids he brought them.
Although, Mercedes hesitated. "Considering I've traveled in time and met a werecat, maybe Santa is real. That'd be kind of nice, actually."
Inside the store, the smell from the perfume department was almost overwhelming. Feline covered her sensitive nose, while Mercedes happily breathed it in.
She loved the scent of all the perfumes mixing and filling the air. The department store had put up even more decorations inside than outside, and on all the mannequins and displays, glass balls, bells, and Christmas trees almost crowded out the merchandise itself. Jim pointed to a sign that said, "Elevators." "We should head up to Charlie first. Then I think you should put up those extra cameras, Andrew." "I've got them in my bag," Andrew said. "I figure about 10 should do for a start." They pushed their way through the crowd of shoppers, milling about with a special kind of desperation in their eyes you only see right before Christmas in people who have no idea what to get. "We'll have to keep our coats on when we walk around undercover," Mercedes said, as she looked at the people around them. "Everybody's wearing coats inside." When they reached the elevators, Jim pushed the button for the top floor marked Administration Offices. The ride was smooth and fast, and let them out in a white and peach-colored office landscape with a smiling receptionist in front. "Good afternoon," Jim said. "We're here to see Charlie McCoy." The receptionist smiled and pushed a button. A moment later, Charlie appeared in an office door in the back of the room. "Come on in," he called, and waved them inside. The security office wasn't exactly what Jim had expected. He had imagined a NASA mission control-style room with screens from wall to wall, but there were, in fact, only four. They seemed to cycle footage from the store cameras every few seconds. The rest of the office was a bright white room with all white furniture. The chairs they were seated in were so white, Jim felt like his fingers were dirty when they lay on the armrests. The only other furniture was a desk, on which a white MacBook was open, and a couple of extra chairs. "Glad you could make it," Charlie said. "Are you ready to start?" "Yes," Andrew said. "I figure I'll use your office as base, if that's okay.
If this is where all the security cams feed to, anyway?"
"It is, and that's totally okay. I don't have a lot of meetings in here."
"Looks like you don't have anyone in here at all,"
Feline muttered, looking as uncomfortable as Jim in the stark white room. Charlie cocked his head and laughed.
"All right, the decor. It's not my idea, trust me. If it was up to me, I'd put up some movie posters or something, but company policy. All the offices are like this."
"You must get tired of white," Feline said.
"Anyway," Jim cut in, "office furnishings aside, Andrew's going to run things in here, and I'll be outside."
"Well, before you go out, I wanted to give you this," Charlie said, and pulled something out of his drawer. It looked like wristwatches, but when he held one up, Jim could tell it was a small radio transmitter.
"These are the same ones used by the Secret Service. Well, at least what they used a couple of years ago. Secure channel and a headset, if you don't like raising your hand and speaking into your wrist."
"Ha! If you don't want to look like Dick Tracy, you mean?" Jim said, and looked at the blank stares he got from the others.
"Seriously? None of you know Dick Tracy?"
"Ah, fine, never mind."
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Charlie handed a radio to each of them, as well as an official ID card. "This radio will help you keep in touch with each other, and you can also call me on it. Of course, lots of our store detectives and guards use their own cell phones now as well."
"That might be smarter inside the store," Mercedes said.
"That way you just look like someone shopping and calling someone,"
Do what works best for you. My phone number is on this card. He gave them all his business card.
All right. I guess I'll be outside, Jim said, getting up.
He checked the chair to make sure his clothes hadn't left any dark fluff on the white seat. He was reminded of visiting an aunt's house when he was a boy and being made to stand in the corner so he wouldn't dirty up the furniture.
I'll get to work on the cameras.
I don't suppose there have been any thefts today, Charlie. We haven't missed him, I mean.
No, not yet.
But it's not every day, as a rule. It's been a few times a week so far. He probably lurks around, waiting for an opportunity.
But without seeing him do something, we can't very well arrest him, Mercedes said.
Probably not. But keep an eye open, anyway.
Charlie got up to let them out of the office.
I'm so glad you're, you guys, I mean, are here. I have a good feeling about this.
Feline decided that she would be the perfect undercover detective for the jewelry section, so she headed there. Mercedes went to perfume and kitchen appliances, where it was easy to look like you were browsing. Andrew had taken his bag of cameras and gone off to find the blind spots. Feline felt confident. She slowly walked back and forth in the corridors between the counters, looking at all the shining diamonds and precious stones. She enjoyed the collars and earrings the most, but gave a sigh when she saw the price tags.
Maybe I should ask for a raise again, she thought to herself, as she looked at a particularly nice pair of earrings. It's been at least a few weeks since I asked. Maybe Jim's changed his mind. Or maybe, if I catch the thief by myself, he'll be so happy he gives me a bonus.
She looked at the shoppers around her. Relatively few of them actually seemed to be buying something in this section, so maybe the prices were too high for other people as well. Most of them just walked right through, heading for the clothing or underwear sections upstairs. Feline liked to follow the shoppers with her eyes as they went up the escalators. It looked funny when they slid up in diagonal lines, crisscrossing the huge open space in the middle of the store. After walking around for a while, Feline's feet got tired, and she sat down on a chair next to one of the counters. She reached into her purse for a treat, but still kept her eyes on the counter next to her. This turned out to be a good thing. A teenage girl with long dark hair and caramel-colored skin stood looking at the display when the clerk opened one of the drawers and reached in to get something for another customer. She only left the drawer open for a few moments after taking her own hand out, but that was enough for the girl to reach in and grab a necklace. It quickly vanished into her pocket. Feline launched herself from the chair, moving so fast she was almost a blur. She pushed two other customers out of the way and grabbed the girl by the collar. The girl gave a surprised yelp when Feline almost lifted her off the ground. "Not so fast!" she yelled at the top of her lungs, as she'd seen policemen do on TV.
"Let me go!"
the girl cried out, but Feline had a good grip on her coat.
"I don't think so. I think we're going to see my friend, Charlie, the chief of security. Nice try, Mr. Shapeshifter, but I was too clever for you."
She lifted her wrist and spoke into the radio.
"Charlie, everybody, I've got him."
"What do you mean, him?"
the girl asked, but Feline wasn't listening. She hauled the girl off towards the elevators, while the clerk and the other customers stared in wonder. Feline's joy of the catch was gone about half an hour later, when they were back in Charlie's office.
"What do you mean it wasn't her? I saw her steal the necklace."
"Yes, you're right. She's definitely a shoplifter, and she's going to be picked up by the police for it. But we know her. She's been caught here before. She's got a name, address, an ID to match her looks. She's not a shapeshifter. Or if she was, at least she was appearing as herself today." Feline slapped her hand into the armrest of the chair.
That's so unfair. I caught her. It was supposed to be me.
Relax, Charlie said. You did a good job. If nothing else, you stopped her from getting away with a $600 necklace. That's something.
I guess so. Feline sounded sulky. I just wanted it to be him.
Well, let's hope you get him next time, Charlie said. But still, good job.
Feline got up and left the office. Charlie shook his head.
A shapeshifter chasing a shapeshifter. And this is just a regular day for them.
The day went by slowly and without further incidents. When the store closed and the last of the customers were being served, the team met back in Charlie's office. Andrew had installed the cameras and connected them to his own laptop, as well as plugged into the existing network. That way, he and Charlie could share the duty of watching the various cameras and have a better chance of spotting something.
No luck today, Jim said. But we'll try again tomorrow. Don't worry, Charlie.
I'm not worried. In fact, since Feline already caught one shoplifter, we're already doing better than normal.
Feline beamed at the praise. When they left the store, Jim put his collar up.
I'm gonna head to a few bars, talk to some people about that list of stolen items. Maybe I'll get lucky and the shapeshifter selling them to other supernaturals.
Do you want company? Andrew asked.
Sure, why not?
But you promised we could go out tonight, Feline said. You said we could have fun.
Right. Andrew looked sheepish. I'd forgotten that. I guess I'm not going with you then.
I'll come.
Mercedes had tied her hair back in a ponytail while working, and she was now shaking it out, giving the night wind a chance to play with it.
It's been a while since I went out on the town.
Jim opened his mouth to say something, but Mercedes cut him off.
Yes, I know it's work, but that doesn't mean we can't have a beer and have some fun too, right?
Right.
For a moment, Jim thought back to the first few months after Mercedes had started working for him. Back when she had still been adjusting to the idea of supernatural things, even though she'd handled the job much more professionally than he'd ever imagined. Even back then, he had sometimes underestimated her abilities, but had always been proven wrong. Ever since he met her, she had been a valuable counterpart to him, giving him the anchor in the 21st century he had needed so badly. Even though Andrew and Feline were great additions to the Tempest team, Mercedes would always be its heart.
You're absolutely right. I'd be happy to have you along. You two have fun.
He waved at Andrew and Feline and stepped out into the street to get a taxi. Andrew watched them drive away and put his arm under Feline's.
All right. I promised you fun, so fun it shall be. What do you want to do?
Let's go to the Church of Eight Wheels and roller skate,
Feline said, dragging him off down the street.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.